Rosie and I both fell utterly silent. I stood and straightened my skirts, put out a hand to steady William's basket. "Good day, Mr. Spinner," I said, keeping the tremor out of my voice. He tipped his battered hat to me.
"You girls didn't forget I was coming now, did you?"
"No, of course not," I said. Would you care for some tea?" Spinner looked round the office. The wind shrieked through the cracks in the floor.
"No, no," he said slowly. "I think I'll just take what I came for, thank you."
"And what is that then?" Spinner took a step closer to me.
"What was the offer again?"
"Anything," I said, the word a faint croak. "Whatever you want." Rosie cried out. "What could you possibly want?" I laid a hand on her arm. "He could list them. Every treasure of my heart. Take it all. Whatever you want, it was the bargain."
"Good."
Spinner's hand reached toward the basket.
"I'll take your son."
"What?" Rosie shrieked, but I was numb with silence. The wind had cut off my voice from my heart. "Charlotte, for the love of God, do something. Put him down."
"What?"
"You cannot have him. That was not our bargain." Spinner hesitated.
"Oh, no, but it was. Anything I ask. You said so. You wouldn't break your word as a miller now, would you?"
He was mad. Terrible, powerful, and beyond reason. "You can't take him. He's so new. I barely know him yet."